We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the February 10th, 2025 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Brenner.
Present.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before we move to the approval of the agenda, I know on behalf of all of my colleagues and the city manager as well, we'd like to welcome Dr. Lisa Brenner to the city council. We are pleased to have you join us this evening and glad to have you as one of our colleagues helping to make our community a better place. So thank you very much for your willingness to serve. You have before you the agenda for tonight's meeting. During the study session, we asked if there are any changes and none were requested. Are there any requested at this time? If there are none, a motion to approve, please. Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Earlier this evening, we all signed the proclamation for Mrs. Pearl Shelton, and I think anyone who makes it to 105 years of age deserves as many proclamations as they would ever want in their entire life. So on behalf of the City of University City, its residents, every member of council and administration, we give our heartfelt congratulations to Ms. Shelton on her 105th birthday, and we're pleased to be able to provide the proclamation. You have before you the minutes of the January 27th, 2025 meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The mayor is required to appoint all members of the LSBD, the Loop Special Business District. I would nominate Mike Alter to be reappointed back to the LSBD. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Yeah, during the week, we had Trish Winchell, who was sworn into the library board, and Jay Trudeau was sworn into the Loop Special Business District. We have now moved to our first section of citizen comments. So those of you who have just walked in the door, the sign-up seats are over by the door. Please feel free to pick one up and speak on either an agenda item or a non-agenda item when you come to then place the request in the bin in front of the city clerk. If it's on a non-agenda item, this will be your first request to speak. And each person, when they come to the microphone, can please give their name and address and limit their remarks to 5 minutes. I believe the only request we have to speak right now on a non-agenda item is Mr. Tears.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. I'm here to talk about snow removal, and I have a suggestion. The snow has recently generally melted. It's not all gone. We're about to get some more. It seems I've seen considerable complaint about the snow removal. I don't think it was all justified, but I do have a suggestion here. Maybe appropriate to mention how my home city of St. Paul, Minnesota deals with snow, which is obviously a more common occurrence up there than it is here. So whenever an amount of snow that might cause road problems is expected, the city of St. Paul declares a snow emergency. With that lasts 96 hours. It doesn't usually take that long to clear it. That night, these days, the city plows the designated night plow routes, curb to curb, beginning at 9 p.m. Parking is prohibited, and it is aggressively ticketed because you have to. And cars may even be towed after the designated time of start of the plowing. The following day, the day plow routes are plowed after 8 a.m., which includes anything not designated as a night plow route, which would include most of the side streets and so forth. Again, they're plowed curb to curb. Parking is prohibited under the same conditions. After that, the city does do a cleanup, plowing areas where people didn't move their cars and got towed. And parking is only prohibited at that point during the, rather in the unplowed areas. Seems to work well. At least it did as of a couple of years ago while we still owned a house up there. We don't anymore, so I don't know what's going on. Excuse me now. Their previous system was to do main routes first. They would start plowing when it started snowing, and they would plow until the snow stopped, basically. They called those snow emergency routes. Then the next day, they would do the east-west side streets and smaller streets. And the day after that, they would do the north-south. That worked all right, too, but it took a couple of days to get done. St. Paul has a limited area experimental pilot program now going on of plowing one side of the streets overnight and the next side, the other side of the streets the next day. Parking is allowed on the side not being plowed. I don't know how that's working out. Sounds good. And there are areas that don't have parking on both sides of the street or any off-street parking. And that obviously works well for them. We have a lot of streets with one side only parking, and it may not work well here. The key to successful plowing was always to enforce the no parking. Gets cars off the street. People learn pretty quickly to move their cars off the street or they get ticketed and or towed. University City has a bit easier job since the county takes care of what would have been the snow emergency routes, Hanley and Del Mar and so forth. So we don't have to worry about that here. Our equivalent to a night plow route is probably something like Jackson, Pershing. I think Canton's still are one of our streets like that. Now, some of our problem has been the use of lightweight trucks. And I understand that's being fixed. We're getting plows for some heavier trucks. That's a good idea. St. Paul has always plowed with heavy trucks, which allowed them to plow even their pretty heavy snow curb to curb and without a problem. So that was something that might be taken into consideration, and I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tears. As far as I understand it, Madam Clerk, we have no more requests to speak.
That's correct.
Thank you very much. We'll move forward with council comments. Any council comments at this time? Hearing none, we have no public hearings. You have before you a consent agenda item, the crosswalk at Miller Park in North and South. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there discussion? Mr. Clay.
Well, thank you, Mayor. One quick question. If I'm understanding the item correctly, this is just for sidewalks improvements related to the west side of the street. Is that correct?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, that's correct.
Okay. And I'll ask offline why they just chose the west side of the street. That seems unusual to me, but we will continue. I'll ask that another time.
You have a question? Mr. Smotherson.
Well, no, I don't have a question, and I'm sorry, just to add to, but to help Mr. Clay, part of the reason why they only considered the west side is because on the east side, you have these large parking lots that are where you have the church, the factory, that are on that east side of North and South. So there was no point in even attempting that. So just kind of.
Hearing nothing else, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this next item asks for a city manager's update. There are no updates tonight. So I'll move to item L2, 2025 through 2027 proposed work plan. This item asks that you consider approval of the proposed 2025 through 2027 work plan. The document adds two proposed projects when compared to the work plan that was presented to you during a recent study session. First project proposes to add parking spaces along Midland Boulevard near Raby Park, and the second project proposes the creation of a city flag. And I would be happy to respond to any questions that you may have.
Are there questions regarding the work plan or the additions? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Rose, in our conversation earlier today, I did call you, and I do apologize again because it was after I'd gotten off of work and didn't have a chance to give you a call. But if you could explain why, in reference to this work plan, there are items that are missing, and we talked about that earlier. And when I say missing, for instance, give you an example, is that with the work that's being done at Miller Park, you send an email that outlined the timeline of when that baseball field is going to be prepared. So I'm just kind of curious why that wasn't be a part of this work plan, if you could explain.
Former Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, the work plan was not intended to be an exhaustive list of all of the projects that we are working on. We had a couple of study sessions with you as a council to determine, were we tracking those major projects that you want tracked and reported on typically on a quarterly basis. So if there's a desire by the council to add any particular project, we're happy to do that. But please keep in mind that some of the projects, such as Miller Park, you've already approved, and that project was included in a capital improvement program. We also have Groby Road, which would be another project that's included in the capital improvement program, but not listed on the work plan. So it's really up to you as a council. We're happy to take your direction and add or delete any project that you believe is appropriate.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions of the city manager? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept the proposed work plan and approve it? Motion made by Mr. Thiemann. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this next item, item L3, asks that you consider a conditional use permit extension from the Church of Scientology. And we have Dr. Wagner with us this evening to present this item. Dr. Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, Mayor, council members. This request is for an extension on the conditional use permit for the Church of Scientology. The initial conditional use permit was approved in 2018, so it's been a while. And this would be the fourth extension. First one was approved in 2019, another one in 2021, the last one in August of 2014, and here is the fourth one this evening. And they have said that they would not request any more extensions beyond this, they would have to go back to the Plan Commission. There are two people from the Church of Scientology here, Susanna Kinnear and Adam Heft, to answer any questions you may have. Otherwise, I included everything in the packet that had from the past extensions, including their letters, some renderings and such. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions from the body? Mine would first off, I have always appreciated the design of this project. I think the work that you folks did with your architecture firm and with Esley Hamilton on bringing historical parts of the building into the new part was fabulous. I guess my cynical question is there really a timeline for this to happen, or is there really not? Because if this is the fourth extension, I'm glad you're saying there's not going to be a fifth, because I was pretty close to say I don't see there being a fifth. So, and we recognize there's been COVID. We recognize the financial constraints. We recognize all that. I think just as being the old guy up here, is there really a timeline for this to happen or not? Yeah, if you're going to speak, you got to come to the microphone and give your name and address, and we would appreciate it.
Hello, Mayor. So yeah, my name is Susanna Kenny. I'm here to represent with the Church Scientology. So this is representing an extension on the CUP on 6801 Del Mar Boulevard. And the answer to your question, yes. In the packet, our company, they were now hired to do this work for us, Jacobs, have included a revised project timeline, which has to do with the development drawings, building permits, bidding and contract negotiation, and then going into construction in December of this year. And also to your point, Mayor, there was an extensive amount of work done on the historical preservation research in this past year since the last CUP. And that is very much also being taken into account into all these different steps that Jacobs have laid out.
I think my only other question I would have, I assume Dr. Wagner, this is still in the CUP, is that there had been, I may be the only one who was on here when this started. I think Blaine was, at least. Were you? I don't know. I'm not sure I was up, but there was a concern about a lot of the neighbors with their historical homes and the vibrations and the construction, primarily the vibrations. And there was something put in the CUP about working with all the neighbors. And I'm just trying to remember this. This really is coming just from the top of my head, that the ones to the west and the ones to the north were pretty sizable 100-year-old homes. And there was something about putting, and I do not know the right terms, the things that measure the vibrations from all the equipment and the excavation. So I'm assuming that has not been deleted someplace along this pathway.
Mayor Crow, I do not see it in the conditional use permit that was included in your packet, but we could.
Well, and by the way, and I don't want to put you too much on the spot, and I'm not sure, John, I'm not sure if you were the city attorney then. Were you then? I can't remember. Back to that. I'm just trying to remember whether it was even in the CUP. May not have been, but it was in a conversation between the church's representatives and the homeowners who had all come to speak with their various council members about how is this being taken care of. Mm-hmm. And as I recall, in particular, the folks immediately to the west, who have a great relationship, I believe, with the church itself, I think there was some form of an agreement about that. So I'm just trying to make sure that my phone doesn't ring, that we've got cracks in our walls and our floors because of the construction, and you told us that we weren't going to have them. I'm just trying to make sure that there's something somewhere.
I'll make sure I locate that and make sure it becomes a one. Well, I don't know if I can add it as one of the conditions per se, but we'll make sure that it can be done.
Outreach to those neighbors again. But as I recall, that was a major sticking point when this first came, particularly to the council members from the second ward, because these were all the homes right around there in that neighborhood. So that's, I don't intend to hold it up at all tonight. I just want to make sure that's
okay.
We're all aware of that. Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor. I was on the Traffic Commission when this initial proposal came forth. I do remember that discussion. There was some discussion about that in Traffic Commission. Don't know if there was a formal agreement. And then I think it's also fair to point out that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have switched contractors in midstream. So that is an addition to the reason we're having another extension. So that's the only thing I have to add.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion to approve the extension of the CUP for the Church of Scientology? Motion made by Councilmember Fuller, seconded by Mr. Thiemann. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this next item L4, asks that you consider SPR-25-01 site plan development. Site development plan approval for 7287 Olive Boulevard, Ameren, Missouri substation. Dr. Wagner.
Thank you again, Mr. Rose. Yes, this one is relatively straightforward. It's a site plan approval for the Ameren substation across from Heeman Park at the corner of Olive and Waldron. They're installing new floodgates, new flood walls, improving the drainage in the area, as well as adding some new landscaping. So it's going to look pretty nice. And there's Scott Vilbig from Ameren is here. Should you have any questions?
The questions from my colleagues. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Dr. Wagner, just a very couple of questions about the station. Number one, are they also repairing the sidewalk in front? Because they don't necessarily use the alley, but they do use the alley in the back. But in the front, on the Waldron side, they drive and they have a gravel path mm-hmm. up into that substation.
Sure.
Is the sidewalk in front eventually going to be repaired once
we can make sure they yeah, he's certainly open to doing that. That'd be a great idea.
Okay. And then the last question I have is just a question that I've gotten from neighbors. Can you explain why the 24-hour security? Do you know?
I'll leave that to Mr. Vilbig. Thank you.
So that I can answer that question. And I know this is an odd question, but it has come up.
Yeah, and sir, before you answer, if you could just give your name and your company you're with. Thank you.
Yes, Scott Vilbig, Amherst, Missouri, 1901 Choteau Avenue, St. Louis. So to answer the first question, the sidewalk, that is already part of our plan. So we'll be doing that and the drive as concrete. So we should get rid of the gravel there up to the substation. And then as for the security, right now we have temporary fences put in. During that 2022 flooding that got River to Pear really bad, we had some equipment go out. So we've replaced that. Right now it's energized and high voltage. So to make sure, you know, nobody wanders in there, kids, anybody doing anything they shouldn't be. We have guards basically staffed there and they just alert us if anybody's there, anyone trying to, you know, take copper, make sure nobody gets hurt. So as soon as this flood wall goes in, it'll act as site security and we'll have no more 24-hour guards. So.
Any other questions, Mr. Clay?
Yes, Mayor Crow, thank you. Very quickly, I just wanted to applaud Ameren's outreach as you were contemplating the repairs and updates. Outreach was made by your community relations person to Councilman Smotherson and I and talked to us about the plan as folks saw things that were happening, as neighbors saw things that were happening. We were educated enough to be able to answer basic questions about what was happening. And so that felt really good and helped empower me as their representative. I'm sure the same for Councilman Smotherson. So we do appreciate that outreach. And I do think it really sets an example for our other utility partners when they are doing things that are significant. Having that outreach to community representatives really makes things work a lot more smoothly.
Any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you.
I believe the next item we have is resolution number 2025-01, St. Louis County Wastewater Reduction Grant. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Thiemann. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no new bills to introduce. Are there any reports from members of council? Hearing none. Are there any council comments for this evening? Mr. Thiemann.
Honorable Mayor, my fellow council members, I include in these thoughts and feelings my neighbor and fellow council member, Dr. Dennis Fuller. We do not speak for the city council. Rather, we speak as neighbors who happen to be on the city council. Put simply, we address the city council but do not speak for it. We speak for ourselves, for many of our neighbors, and especially for those who have no voice. Councilmember Fuller and I are especially concerned for and express our support for those children in our community, those students in our schools who could be impacted by a cruel national agenda. On Saturday, the 1st of February, in 61 cities throughout the United States, elected and community leaders, directors, and representatives of faith communities and other organizations gathered. The object was to pledge support for communities marred and damaged by an undemocratic and immoral national agenda. For Greater St. Louis, in Clayton, our county seat, 60 of our neighbors gathered. We signed a pledge. In some, 14 signatories were elected officials, and several more were directors of agencies. The pledge reads, consistent with principles of nonviolence, I pledge to show up and to protect the rights, safety, and dignity of people in my community and to resist President Trump's anti-democratic and immoral agenda. I was asked to address this question, why are you personally signing this pledge? To answer this question, I narrow my focus and I specifically address support for immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers. It seems appropriate to reproduce my words here. Today, this day, we pledge our solidarity with immigrants, asylum seekers, and refugees. Why? Because it is simply who we are. I serve on the City Council of University City, but today I speak as a neighbor speaking for neighbors. U City is a welcoming community of diverse peoples. Despite the heartlessness of the most recent federal and state reviews of immigration, U City continues to welcome, support, and treat with dignity the immigrants, asylum seekers, and refugees in our community. Why? Because it is simply who we are. Some will say we are alarmist. We hope so. We hope our worry will come to nothing, but we would much rather that someday someone writes they were alarmist when they didn't need to be, as opposed to they were silent when they should have sounded the alarm. Therefore, along with our neighbors, my elected colleagues, and I wish to say loudly and say publicly, not in our name. Let me finish on a personal note. I think of family and friends. My wife's last name is Italian. Mine is German. My next door neighbor is Chinese American. Another neighbor was born in Guatemala. This list could go on and on. My point is this, that we were all once wanderers who found a home here. Therefore, on this day, I join with my neighbors, with my elected colleagues, and I say of these cruel, heartless policies, not in our name. Not in our name. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other council comments this evening? Hearing none. Is there a motion to move into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys? Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Brenner.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.